unfortunate thing is that we mailed out absentee ballot request forms to every active voter in Woodbury County, and they received them over the weekend. So that has generated a lot of phone calls, and people are asking what they are to do at this point. And so what we are encouraging voters to do is to fill out those absentee ballot request forms and mail them to us, and we will fulfill those requests and mail a ballot to the voters of Woodbury County starting later this week. Ballots that are voted and returned to us, we will store securely, and they will be counted on Election Day. Those ballots that voters have, they have to be returned to us by July 6th, postmarked by that date, or hand-delivered to our office by the close of polls on July 7th. We are in the process of installing a ballot box outside the courthouse, so people will be able to just pull up there and drop them in that ballot box if they choose not to mail those. The request forms that we mail out to them are a business reply mail, so there's no cost to the voter to simply fill that out and sign it and send it to us. They'll be able to return it postage free to our office.
Eventually, you'll actually have a couple of polling places available as well, potentially, or depending on how things play out.
What we're still focused on trying to protect our pool of precinct election officials, which come from the folks that are considered most vulnerable to the coronavirus. And so we are limiting polling places. We also are required to have in-person absentee voting. And at this point, the Board of Supervisors has restricted access to the Woodbury County Courthouse as by appointment only. And we are just asking folks to please just fill out their request form and try to send them a ballot, and they can vote it at home. We just want to protect our staff and the voters themselves from exposure to the virus.
Are you also protecting yourself when it comes to the virus?
We are training our staff to be diligent in their efforts to limit their exposure, too. We've implemented efforts to keep the office nice and clean, and we've supplied them with gloves in order to handle the request forms and the ballots that they will be sending out. We feel pretty good about the plan that we've had. We've been fortunate. The Board of Supervisors allows us to mail out the request forms to voters in order to facilitate that process, and this will work really well for the voters of Woodbury County. We know that we've been reading the reports nationwide that folks are encouraging local election officials to administer their elections vote by mail. We feel like we are a step ahead of the game as far as that goes. The law doesn't allow us to mail ballots directly to voters in Iowa, but with the request forms and the way the process that we've been using, we feel very fortunate. We're on the path to make it a successful election, even if I have to do it by vote at home.
What would happen if this stretches out for months and could potentially impact November? Is this something that you're thinking ahead on as well?
Absolutely. During this period of time, we're planning on running our primary election, which is June 2nd, trying to keep people from being confused, but we plan on running the primary election in the same manner that we're handling this special election. At the beginning of May, we will do another mailing for the primary election and encourage people to do the same thing, is to vote at home during that period of time. And we are working with the Secretary of State's office to determine how we can limit polling place access and in-person voting for that election also.
Are you worried that maybe that will impact some people's ability to get out and vote, or do you think the mailing will help handle all those concerns?
Our experience has been that people who vote at home find it a good way to participate in the election, and it really limits a lot of the barriers. Folks that need accessible equipment to cast their ballot, we will provide that opportunity to them here in the courthouse by appointment only, but we do want people who have a difficult time doing it by mail, we will provide an opportunity for them to cast their ballot. You know, it's a good opportunity for people to participate. I believe it's the most responsible thing that our office can do, and I think that voters will appreciate in the long run. We're just asking for their cooperation in order to cast their ballot and make sure that their opinion has been voiced.